Test 65, Section 3, Question 25. And here we're looking at the disagreement between Lustina and Priscilla, or Lutsina. And Lutsina, remember, gets to say what they can disagree about, and then Priscilla gets to choose something. It says, because futuristic science fiction does not need to represent current social realities, its writers can envisage radically new social arrangements. So science fiction doesn't have to represent current social, so they can imagine all kinds of weird things. Think Hunger Games. Thus, it has the potential to be a richer source of social criticism than is conventional fiction. Okay, so that then is saying that it has the potential to be a richer source of social criticism. So there are really just two claims. One is that science fiction, well, there's three. Science fiction doesn't need to represent current social realities. Second, that therefore writers can envisage new social arrangements. And third, and this is kind of the big one, it has the potential to be a richer source of criticism. So basically that new social arrangements constitute more rich social criticism. So Priscilla has to disagree with one of those. That futuristic science fiction writers more skillfully envisage radically new technologies than social arrangements shows how writers' imaginations are constrained by current realities. Okay, so this one is kind of weird because it's a weird sentence, but it's basically saying, look, they really picture new technologies more than new social arrangements, so it shows that they're limited. Because of this, the most effective social criticism results from faithfully presenting the current social realities for critical examination, as happens in conventional fiction. Okay, so the most effective social criticism comes from current realities, and that's in conventional. So there are a couple of points where they disagree. First off, they disagree on whether or not these new social arrangements constitute the best source or a better source than conventional fiction for criticism or commentary. And then second, they disagree on which one of conventional fiction or, you know, science fiction, futuristic science fiction, is better for social criticism. So now I'm going to look at these answers. What do they disagree on? So A says, some science fiction writers have succeeded in envisaging convincing radically new social arrangements. They don't disagree on that, because Lutsina definitely says they do. Priscilla says maybe it's not super common, but she doesn't say that they can't. And so the sum is the key that makes it so Priscilla could still agree with that. Writers of conventional fiction are more skillful than our writers of futuristic. It isn't about the skill level. Neither one of them makes a claim about the skill level. Futuristic science fiction has more promise as a source of social criticism than does conventional fiction, and here they disagree. Lutsina clearly says it has the potential to be richer. So it's, you know, as far as its promise as a source of social criticism is greater, but Priscilla comes and says, no, the most effective social criticism is going to come from conventional. So they definitely disagree on C. I would take it and go, but let's look at the others. Envisaging radical new technologies rather than new social arrangements is a shortcoming. Well, the problem is that Lutsina never says anything at all about radical new technologies. And then criticism of current social arrangements is not effective when those arrangements are contrasted with radically different ones. Well, I don't think that either one of them talks about whether or not you have to contrast it with radically different ones. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely the best.